When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Get an all-access experience with player interviews,
exclusive practice information,
and post-game analysts with the sauce you can't find anywhere else.
This is South Philly Sauce,
hosted by Flyers game day host Ashlyn Sullivan and Philly sports radio legend Al Morganti.
Welcome back to South Philly Sauce and Odyssey Original, brought to you by 94 WIP and Jack Daniels. Ashlyn Sullivan, Al Morganti, back here with you getting ready for hockey season, which is a couple months away, but the Flyers are in full swing. Developmental camp, Al and I are about 2 weeks off of the draft, and that was really busy and exciting. And I think when you see the news of developmental camp, it's, you know, there's a couple prospects that have a real chance to make it this year. But you hear a lot, especially last year, the pipeline of the Flyers, and to give this some time, and what they have cooking is something that's really impressive. And when you see all these guys together at developmental camp, it's a very obvious thing that they've been drafting well and setting them up for success in the future.
Yeah, Ash, and the development camp has become a much bigger thing throughout the league. It's like, used to be just the kind of, you just don't pay that much attention. Kids come in, you know, they get ready. What do they call it? Like onboarding on a regular company when you come in and you just get to meet everybody. And that's sort of where they are. But with the Flyers, because there's been so much rebuild talk, it becomes a little more important. Plus, you add to that the Forster injury. Alex Bump had just a terrific camp, we're told, or from what you can gather. It's still tough to analyze everything, but they seem to mesh pretty well together, and it's becoming more and more important. Not just the Flyers, but with everybody, that you get everybody together and see where they are just in terms of kind of chemistry going together. And it's interesting to me because the Flyers are trying to also, in addition to just raw talent, kind of put together an attitude. And as much as, you know, some people didn't like John Tortorella, whatever, they did kind of had a special thing in terms of locker room unity, if you want, the way they play. So that was really important. So it was there were a lot of good signs there at that camp. A lot of excitement, a lot of energy going on. And you really want to have that. So that when you do, you know, get your next chance at camp or whatever, you come in and it's not all, it's sort of like you played college, you know, softball, right? Whenever you go, before you, it's kind of cool, like if you're a freshman, when everybody else is coming in and is all confused that first days of school or whatever. But if you've been there with your teammates before, it's like, well, this is pretty cool. Just come in and feel comfortable. And that's
where I know where things are. You play with more confidence because of it, because you just have it figured out. So, yeah, I agree. I think it's, I was impressed with all the fans there, you know, seeing how many people were dialed in. And even we were impressed at the draft, like how plugged in people are to prospects that they might not see for 3 years.
And that's really, to me, that's the biggest plus is that the energy of the fan base coming in. And you mentioned it during that. I thought it was remarkable how many fans went to the draft. Like it was just like, wow, this isn't that many fans coming to a draft like this. So that's important because they need that energy in addition to their team, obviously, but to have people bought in. And it's pretty clear that a lot of people have bought in right now.
Yeah, especially when I think there are legitimate chances for one, two, maybe even three prospects to have a real chance to make the team this year. Who do you think is the shoo-in? Is there even a shoo-in?
I guess Bump looks like right now with Forster out, and Martone is going to have a chance. We're going to talk a little later about a college player, but he may have a chance coming in. You hate to look at it because of injury, but that might be the case coming in because of injury, that somebody's got a shot coming in here. And you've got new faces anyway with a goaltender. So every year, every team's different. Even if you win the darn cup, it's not the same team coming in the next year. And certainly for the Flyers, there's going to be opportunities coming in. But their core looks pretty much like after last year, after the Michkov ad, it's like, okay, now we've got some center to the thing here. And let's see where we go from here.
Yes, and I think a big development for the Flyers for the future and the present is the Cam York extension, the contract that we all kind of saw coming. We didn't think that the Flyers were going to want to have this guy leave Philadelphia. He's a very needed piece to this team. He is the perfect age, I think, to bridge the gap of those developmental prospects we just talked about. 24, but a guy that's been here a while and gets it and went through it with John Tortorella. I think I could very much see how talk is going to be a better fit for someone like Cam York. And I think it's going to be exciting to see. Right now, I just don't think we know this guy's ceiling right now.
No. And, you know, I don't think, the Tortorella thing was a mess with what happened with him. But I don't think that was the case that he's got to go out of town or whatever. Even if you subtract torts from the equation there, I thought York played banged up through some of the season here. I was expecting more from more production from him. I'm hoping now that with this contract, and Zegras coming on board is no small issue either. That's mm-hmm. There's a real nucleus of guys that really know each other with Zegras coming in. I'm hoping that this, and we're going to talk about the power play already, but of all the players that were all the players that were given the opportunities there, I think he's the one that didn't get opportunities there, and I thought he should have had more. And we'll see what happens now with with Zegras added, to see where they go from there. Plus the term, I think it's a pretty good contract. If I'm his agent, I might have been banging on the door for more or whatever. You look at young defense.
I thought that's, and everyone's talking about how it's such a team friendly contract. But if I'm Cam York, and that's why I didn't see him as a guy that was going to be taking a team friendly deal.
Yeah, I looked at that.
Maybe he didn't get the appeal from other teams that we thought he was going to get.
Yeah, because he's not coming off a great year. But you look at it, you're looking at 25 mil with a five million cap hit, which isn't bad for the Flyers coming in. But really, coming off the year that he had, and the stuff that went through with Tortorella, and a team that was looking for guys on defense to kind of step up, you're wondering if he wouldn't have had that much interest elsewhere. So I think that it's hard to say that a guy not having a bang up year was a good thing, but in the long term, if you look at what he should be giving you, I think it worked into their favor coming in. And he seems like a pretty happy camper right now. I mean, it's hard to tell with him anyway, because
he's very even keeled.
Yeah. It's like, he's the ultimate no worries guy. But he seems like now with Zegras coming on, I think that's for him especially. I think the fact Drysdale, now Zegras, I think that's really going to help kind of blossom as a player.
Yeah, I agree. I think you see this nucleus building, and I think they made some really key additions this offseason, which I applaud Danny Breer for, because he had always told us about towing that line of looking to the future, but also being aggressive for the season. I think we definitely saw that with the Zegras, but there is one miss, Shabanov, that I think a lot of Flyers fans would have loved to see come to Philadelphia. And it made a lot of sense why it would work out. You need more offense. You need more goal scorers, especially with Tyson Forrester and this injury where we do not know when he's going to come back. I mean, we saw this similar to Rasmus Ristolainen, where you thought it'd be a couple weeks and he was out of season. So that injury's tough. And without Tyson, it's a very big hole right now.
Yeah, I was disappointed because I just kind of wanted to see it. I mean, a real skilled little guy. Was he 5'8", 5'9"? A smaller player, but with off-the-chart skills. At least, and a very short-term contract. So if it doesn't work, doesn't work, right? There's no, like, chasing a cup this year, I don't think. But I think when you look at it, you look at all of a sudden the Flyers' right side, you know, where's he going to fit in? You go to the Islanders. Like, I think this was just a case of I'm going to get more ice time somewhere else to show my stuff and see what goes on. So I think that's what happened there. But I'm disappointed that the Flyers didn't work out in their favor. Plus, I kind of thought that Briere and whomever became like the Russian whisperers. And everything
Prince Foster Pete
was like, was it going to work? And this one did. So it, it's,
it.
I'm like, oh, wow, we never get a net. How'd we get that? How did that happen? So, but I think if you're looking at the player from his side, I think he's going to get more opportunities where he chose to go to get more ice time.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No, I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats, but also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
It makes sense. That's for sure. But it would have been a big opportunity. That's for sure. And then something, it's crazy. I've been hosting SNC for NBC Sports Philadelphia all this week. And there's always Flyers news, but rarely is there NHL news or hockey news localized to Philadelphia. But in every single show, Gavin McKenna to Penn State has been in the program, and it cannot be overstated how massive this is for Penn State hockey, this program. And really cool, I just think, for college hockey as a whole to have a prospect that's going to go play. And he said it on SportsCenter. I saw that he wants to win a national championship. And instead of looking towards the future and money in the NHL, to still want that and care about that, I think is really cool.
Well, how long have I been saying Penn State? This past year, I've been saying, wait till you see the recruiting haul Penn State is going to get.
Mm-hmm.
And it may end up with Martone. They may end up, you know, Porter Martone might go there. I mean, you don't know what's going to happen. You know, there's still people to come in. This is a monster. You know, what are the speculation is he's getting $700,000 from Penn State to go there. This is huge for college hockey in general. To come in now that they changed the rules, you can play in Canada and juniors even come in and play at a place like Penn State. This is going to sound crazy because Penn State football is such a machine, you know, we are whatever, but the hockey ticket is going to be the hottest ticket at Penn State. Look at the size of the athletes at Penn State. For the most part, get tickets to go to like every sporting event except hockey already. Now, when you add this to it, it's like, man, this is going to turn into an absolute monster. And, they're going to be probably favorites to win a national championship. And this building's not very old. And Pegula, who owns the Sabres, kind of built the program there. And I think he's going to have a better program than he does in Buffalo with the Sabres. I think look at it, yeah, they're going to be really thrilled.
I think that's a given.
Oh, yeah. So this is going to be a really, really big, big deal. And for Penn Staters who already, you get enough of that stuff around here, man. It's like, go to Penn State. They can't leave without their Penn State pajamas on. So now they're going to have, but this is going to be cool because it's going to be Penn State hockey. And for somebody like me that I love college hockey, grew up with it. This is a really, really cool thing to have. And it's going to be a big deal. The only downside to this is, God, I hope this doesn't happen, but I can already see this coming. Like, the Penguins are going to stink. Penn State's going to win a national championship. McKenna's going to be drafted. And the Penguins are going to win the darn lottery. And after getting Lemieux, they're going to get this kid. That's the only downside I can see to this.
That's annoying. That's a huge downside for Flyers for the next, 12 years? Yeah, won't be a nice time. But for now, we can enjoy it here in Philadelphia because he's sitting right down the street.
It's nice to have some hockey talk in the summer there on NBC.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. It's huge news. It's really cool for college hockey. Great for Penn State, for Philadelphia, and something we'll all pay attention to. So, yeah, it's sneaking up on us. I was looking at the calendar the other day. Type A me is like planning out September. I'm like, it's coming soon, sooner than I thought.
Well, it's like 102 degrees and humid, so actually, I wouldn't mind being in a hockey rink right now to come in and cool down a little bit. But we'll be there quick enough. It'll be freezing cold, and we'll be having our entrance interviews with all the kids coming in. So it'll be fun.
It will be fun. And that is South Philly Sauce and Odyssey Original, brought to you by 94WIP and Jack Daniels. Al Morgani, Ashlyn Sullivan. We'll see you next week.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.